Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Born Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson, and he's sad because he's just discovered that I'm going back to Japan
Chris,
in 2 days' time.
The two of us need to look no more. You had so many promises, Chris.
Promises?
That we were going to do. Promises we were going to hang out, make videos, and you've done none of those things. Just sat on your bum, did a video of Sea Dog VA, hung out with Joy the Anime Man and sent him to prison. I think it's disgraceful how I've been treated this
you
holiday.
You got to have me at a podcast show.
I did have to have you at a podcast, and I think everybody's very happy with that. I can't believe it's up, but I didn't realise that you said we did a recording of a few eps at the same time, and the last one is you suddenly said that you're leaving in 2 days' time.
I thought you already knew.
I don't listen to people.
He thought we were going to like ride around Mayfair in a Ferrari and go and eat some sushi or something.
I thought we had time, Chris. But you know, like it's just enjoy that it happened. Just be happy that it happened.
Yeah,
not that it ended.
You're just bitter. I filmed with Connor and Joey. People I could have filmed with any week.
Exactly.
I do feel it bad. I do wonder, should I film with Connor and Joey while they were in the UK?
Oh, it's a nice different little texture, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun video or two.
Yeah, how many videos you've got coming out, because this is going to go out in a few weeks, but a few days rather.
I think this podcast will be out the same time that comes out.
Okay, lovely. All right, we'll check out the Abroad Japan YouTube.
Yeah, without Pete Donaldson,
without me.
Oh, poor old Pete. But don't worry, Japan is open. The tour's underway.
Yes,
you can
yes.
come on a stage managed tour.
Yeah, I can't know. They don't accept the UK because you've got too many high COVID cases.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's only US, Singapore, Australia. I think
the US. Don't they have more? They've got less cases than... I don't know, mate.
Don't know how it goes.
What if I could take you in my rucksack? Your little head poking out.
Well, like you said, I'd probably end up at...
baggage handling.
Stansted Airport or something weird like
all
that.
All the baggage at the Heathrow Airport's messed up at the moment. I think Trash Taste lost their... I saw like a post by their producer, Malin. They lost like $30,000 of camera equipment.
Oh, bloody hell.
I don't know if it was the airline, Aer Lingus, that she ranted about, or I don't know if it was the airport, because I know Heathrow's having a bit of trouble at the moment, but imagine that. I stuff you in like a cello case. I'm like, come on, Pete, let's go to Japan.
Box, yeah.
And then you end up Terminal 2 in like a warehouse and suffocate. That'll be a sad end to our little podcast. But don't worry, you can come over one day.
One day I'll get back out there, for crying out loud.
But until then, you can just watch Abroad in Japan.
I can. We're all living vicariously through Chris Broad. Hanging out in Japan.
Although the next videos are going to be set in the UK, so you can't.
Well, there you go.
You can see how good the UK is. But hopefully, you know, I spoke to Ryota yesterday, and he's clued up. He's friends with all the tourist people. And he said that September time...
Right, they reckon it might be open again, right, okay.
So it's so annoying. I wish they had a roadmap like now. Why can't they have a roadmap now? If they don't want it open now, I get it, fine, whatever. But, like, at least be like, oh, yeah, we're going to... We'll open
up. See how the first one goes. But didn't you say that the first tour there was somebody who had COVID?
I heard that on the one of the first tours somebody did have COVID and it blew a hole through it.
Do you not think that, like, kind of... that is fucking hilarious, has to be said. But, like, do you not think that kind of has... this is the best thing that could have happened, really, because if they didn't have any COVID cases, what have they learnt exactly?
Well, what if someone goes over and they've got monkeypox? What if they've got monkeypox?
Well, you don't have to get quite intimate with monkeypox. You have to get a bit kissy and cuddly. Well,
what if I do
get monkeypox?
What if I'm like, you know, patient zero monkeypox?
I think you get something more exotic than that, like a very specific kind of gibbon fever or something.
Gibbon fever. The fuck is that?
Just have really long arms, really long sweaty arms, and an inflatable throat.
I've got to do a COVID test tomorrow. I've never done one.
You've never done a COVID test?
Nope.
That's a big shout.
I did the spit test.
What?
Spit test.
So you spit into a...
you spit in a thing and that.
So you've never had a swab up your nose?
Nope. And I'm quite...
How did you know you had COVID that time then?
Well, I don't for 100%. I very...
just assumed.
Someone I know had it that I'd met, and I had literally every tick box symptom.
Right,
but we'll never be 100% certain.
Yeah. Interesting.
I just stayed indoors for like a week or two. But I've got to do it for the flight. And from what I hear, it's quite unpleasant.
If you've never done one before, it's very unpleasant, mate.
Oh, well, I got stung by a bee 2 weeks ago. It can't be worse than that, can
what
it?
If you get, oh, what if you got to become the bee? The
what
bee
if
man?
They, what, stuff
the
bee
man
up my nose?
Got her.
Oh, I hope it's not that painful.
It's not painful, but it's just kind of like...
invasive.
It's a bit impolite. It's an impolite
test.
But I just very much like the fact that you've never had a COVID test.
Well, I mean, that
2022.
Was part of my ingenious strategy was to just not leave Japan, right, for 2.5 years and lock myself up so I didn't have to.
Right.
But I've got to do that like tomorrow, and then I find out if I can fly or not. I've got a transit at Brussels, and Brussels is closed now, so that's good.
What do you mean Brussels is closed?
The
now?
Airport. I looked at it's like,
closed
reading the news
now.
Today. I was like, Brussels airport is shut now because everyone's on strike. I'm like, God damn
right,
it.
Okay.
If the train's on strike, Heathrow airport, the airport, Brussels, I've got to transit
through.
Yeah,
I'd be getting rid of all my shit and just taking hand luggage.
It's not ideal. But I'm kind of looking forward to getting back. Honestly, I would have liked a little bit longer. It's felt quite long. I've been here like 6 weeks or something.
Right, okay. But it's always the way, though, isn't it? You're always kind of like, it's a good time to go if you're just sort of thinking about staying a bit longer.
I don't know. Every holiday I come to the UK, usually towards the end, I'm like, right, I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
This time I feel like, I would have liked one more week to
We've
see
got our
Pete Dolson.
Into, us, into you.
What about to see Pete Dolson? Just one more week. But I know it's... And the reason that, you know, I feel that is because this year's been not that good for me personally in terms of various things. Like, I had a lot of things I set out to do this year and it just hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Like, I had the earthquake that put me behind schedule 2 weeks. Then I had the eardrum bursting extravaganza. And just, like, it's been a litany of errors and things. And Journey Across Japan was supposed to come out in May.
Right.
We're now coming up to July and it's still not out. And,
okay.
You know, it's not been good. And I'm also, like, massively overweight and unhealthy. And I had, like, the health
Sounds
report.
Sounds like you're piling on a lot on yourself. Yeah. When it's just, that's just life, though, isn't it?
I actually think...
I've got got loads. I've been trying to start like all kinds of like a couple of podcasts I haven't got round to just because too fucking busy.
Oh, but you've got like 8 podcasts on the go.
Yeah, but I need to make more.
No, you don't.
I'm letting everyone down, Chris.
You can't even get this podcast in a sodding studio. We're in a broom cupboard still recording this podcast.
We are. What I like about this room is that they've put like on the walls like 4 fake cement.
Oh, yeah.
Like they've got a cement design that they're really keen on and they've just basically stuck at the wall and you're like, oh mate, like nobody wants to be in a room that's covered in cement, but it's just fake cement on the walls. Very bizarre.
It's very brutal.
Unrefined cement. It's like big wormholes in it, it's disgusting.
But like the top priority for this year, twofold. Number one, become the fittest I've ever been. And number two, put out more videos than ever before. And I've taken steps to make this happen. Like I've got 2 editors now who can help make that happen. And a friend of mine's trying to get me into this. Do you know Spartan Race?
What's a Spartan Race?
It's like Spartan style. You have to run like 10 kilometres and do like 10, 20 obstacles on the way.
Chris, I'm gonna be polite as best I can.
It's not.
You will be a deceased man if you do that.
Well, I'm not going to do it next week.
Right.
It would be in like October, November. I've got, 3 or 4 months to get my shit together.
Look, don't bullshit a bullshitter, Chris. I'm exactly the same as you. I have exactly the same feelings about running and exercise and stuff like that. I know I'm a wreck. I know I'm not going to get out of this. I'm on my slow slide to my 50s. I'm on the turn. I've gone to seed. I'm a mess. I'm a wreck. And everyone hates me. So
I do, yeah.
If I have to live like that, I think I have to drag you down to my level.
Yeah, but I'm young and youthful.
You are
I've
young and youthful.
I've got time and youth on my side.
You have, that's indeed. You have.
I hope I do anyway. But like, I've got a video coming out that should be out right now if you're listening to this. It's called I Need to Lose Weight, full stop.
Right.
I think in brackets, it's Japan's fault. I think you're
very much a publicise the issue kind of technology first guy. Buy the Fitbit, publicise the issue.
I do have the Fitbit
And then you tell yourself that if you mention it enough, you'll probably do something about it because you don't want to be seen as a fool. But you forget that being a fool is quite charming. So I think that we are never going to lose weight, Chris.
I want to next time you see me at Christmas or October, whenever the hell it is Japan opens, you're going to be like, oh my God, where's Chris gone? Who's this?
Chris got
Herculean
half a Chris.
Is this Heracles?
Half
what is
a Chris
this? You're gonna be blown away. But I am like getting my shit together, and I think a lot of my problems this year stem from the fact that I've not been healthy because I've been stressed. I've been eating poorly, and when you are unhealthy and not good, like I am, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high everything, you don't have the energy to do things. You feel fatigued and a bit of a wreck, and I attribute that to some of my problems this year. Maybe if I was thinner, when I fell off the speedboat at 30 miles an hour and smashed my head in the water, I wouldn't have burst my eardrum. Because I weigh like a small metric ton, it ruptured my eardrum. So I don't know. But what I do know is, next time you see me, you'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Heracles died in a river.
I wonder what you've been looking up on Wikipedia while I was talking.
I think he died in a river. It's kind of confusing. The Wikipedia's written rather confusingly. And if I can't handle a Wikipedia, I don't think I'm going to handle the Greek literature behind it.
I recently discovered that Heracles is Hercules.
I see.
I'm annoyed at myself for not knowing that.
Heracles
is the Greek
version,
and then
right.
Romans nicked that.
Rewrote
it a little bit and called him Hercules.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Knowledge about Greek and Roman history on the Abroad in Japan podcast.
That's
I love
what
it.
We needed.
Let's dive in to a story from Kimmy. Hello, Chris and Pete. It's been around 15 years since me and my 3 Swedish friends in our 20s spent 2 weeks in Tokyo, Kyoto and Osaka. During the last few days of the trip, I managed to bargain a stay in for a luxury suite in central Osaka. We had done a lot of partying in Tokyo and intended to proceed in Osaka. Keep it all going. We found a bar off our guidebook that seemed like a lot of fun. I got pretty drunk and had a fun time dancing with some pretty ladies on a raised part of the dancing floor until a bouncer grabbed me from the back of my belt of my trousers and forcefully dragged me off the stage. "Only girls," he said, and pointed at a sign I clearly had missed in my drunkenness. I've made that mistake as well in the same place in Osaka. I accepted that and went to rest. After a few seconds, I felt my shoe being wet, like I'd put my foot in a deep puddle of water.
Oh.
I checked my leg and realised I was bleeding a lot. After a bit, the bar workers bandaged my leg, and I said I wanted either money for my injury, or I would take the bouncer to the police. Since I was standing with a big, bull Japanese bouncer in a police box, the police officers were out, but I would somehow explain what had happened to two young boys. Wait, what? What? What a story.
So he went to the police box. The police officers were out. And then he... Ugh, it's confusing.
But I'd explain what happened to the two young boys who laughed.
Yeah, there's just two young boys in the police box, you see.
There you go. Growing bored with... All right, so we're in the police box now.
Yeah.
Growing bored with waiting for the police, I said, if you get me a drink, it's cool. We can be friends. I went back to my friends and didn't drink much more. My friends wanted me to take an ambulance. I didn't. And the next day, I had to clean the many bloody footprints off the nice straw floor.
That's never going to be used again, that tatami mat.
Ruined, isn't it? The next day, I was anxious about being like having lost all my blood. And I stayed in while my friends went to see the castle in Osaka. After they had left, I managed to summon the courage to look under the bandage, and the sight was not pretty. On my right shin, there was a wound 10 centimetres wide and 1 centimetre deep. Did he have a ruler? How does he know these figures? I eventually figured I should go to the hospital, where a doctor disinfected and sewed up my leg without giving me any painkillers and told me the leg would have got infected if I had not gotten help. All the best, guys. Kimmy of Sweden.
Best regards from Kimmy. I mean... How
did he write the story while drunk?
How did he? There's like, a lot of non sequitur.
Sentence is just missing there.
I don't know how exactly he managed to cut his leg. I mean, that's bloody hilarious.
Did one of the bouncers have a samurai sword?
Yeah, I don't know how he managed to sort of slice his leg open, but it sounds like everyone's being very, very nice to a man who's bleeding all over the place. Like, you'd be like, oh, you could just buy me a drink, come back to the bar and we'll be friends. We're not in the police box because of friends. We're in the police box because you've sliced your leg open. You're not getting back in this bar. You're going to put blood all over the bloody floor. Disgusting.
It's pretty bad. It's easy mistake to make, though. Japanese nightclubs are both rubbish and, really rubbish.
Rubbish.
No. At Japanese nightclubs, first of all, the music's awful.
Mm.
It's not good. And second of all, I think it's good that they protect the girls from the guys. But they do it too much. They have like all the girls in this like special area with a rope around it.
Yeah, it's very strange that. It's because people don't... You see it in like the more less salubrious bars, like Gas Panic and some Shibuya and Roppongi stuff. But it's kind of like... It's a good thing because, you know, fucking lads can be fucking handsy in Japan and quite grabby and pulley and kind of like, you know, be quite forceful with their... I'm going to use the word courting very, very loosely indeed. So it's a good place where women can just have a bit of respite. But for Westerners, it is kind of confusing.
It is.
I like sitting down. I'm tired. My legs hurt.
I had that problem. Yeah, I wanted to sit down after a long dance and I couldn't. It was just like the special girls section.
Yeah,
but I don't like Japanese nightclubs. I'm not a fan. And I don't think I'll be going back in. I feel like I'm too old for nightclubs now anyway.
Right.
Don't do dancing. Don't do music.
I love a dance. Why do we have to leave behind dancing when we're in our 30s?
Too old. I can't move now. I'm supposed to do a Spartan race in 3 months. Dear, oh dear. We got a story this week about trash.
Yes, we have.
Trash taste.
No.
What is it?
Chris, I mentioned a little while ago that I, in the back of my car, had some trash, aka your friend of mine, 2 bags of dog poo. And let me tell you, after a day in a hot car, I could really smell, the smell really did pervade through the little bags, the little sweet smelling bags, and made a right big stink.
I'm not going in your fear anytime soon. Right. Bloody hell.
Made a right big stink. And so, like, I am very aware that when on a warm day you have like some meat or fish and you stick the food in the bin. Within hours, it starts to absolutely honk. So a Japanese company has developed a trash can that freezes garbage.
What?
Because, like in Japan, right? It's you get blisteringly dangerous heat.
We do.
You get cockroaches. You obviously, as Japanese people, you eat a lot of fish. Like, there's always a lot of fish on the go. And they've a company called Nakanishi Kinzoku Kyogo, or Kogyo rather, and their product, the Clean Box, by blending the technology of a standard kitchen freezer with the highly sophisticated design of a rubbish bin, this basically Clean Box can store your dirty old fish guts. Fish bones in a cold minus 11 degrees Celsius bin, so that there's no bacteria getting grown. It doesn't seem particularly good for the environment having like another fridge in your house that just stores
good point
stinky, you know. But then, would you use more detergents to get rid of the smell? Would you use more CFCs? I don't know.
I just think it's trying to solve a problem that doesn't need to be solved.
Mm.
Like most of these bizarre Japanese inventions we've often discussed over the years, they don't. Maybe if it was like for medical like places.
Right, okay. If you're chopping off a leg.
Yeah, if you're chopping off someone's leg.
Yeah, pop it in there. Do you get to keep your leg? Anyone who's lost or donated or had something lopped off, can you just let us know where you can keep it? Because my dad's got a bit of bone that was found in his foot around his neck.
What?
Like he's fucking Crocodile Dundee or some shit.
What?
And I think anything bigger than that, they wouldn't give you your own foot to fucking dispose of, would you? It'd be very unhygienic.
Remember that story last time I saw you where we had the story of the frozen hand in the jar. No, the hand in the jar story.
Yes, the hand in the jar,
a couple of weeks back.
Disgusting.
I don't know what in formaldehyde.
It doesn't look like it can hold much. It can hold 20 litres, 4 gallons, measures a certain amount of space, but it's not 0.07... Oh, sorry, it's 7 cents a day, basically. About 9 yen. It's certainly in demand. They released 100 clean boxes in 2019, sold out almost instantly, and now they're doing a crowdfunding campaign to make some more. Just buy a fridge!
In this story, there's a statistic that I just cannot comprehend. It says, a 2016 survey found that about 1 in 5 people have tried putting garbage in the fridge or freezer, and among them only about 1 in 5 continue to do so.
Yeah,
what? I haven't gone around Natsuki's house, but
all that garbage in the
it's just some frozen pasta. Open
hair.
The fridge and it's just like
old hair from
hair
the salon,
chopped up pieces of food and
disgusting.
Oh man, like, this is mental.
It's rough, isn't it? It's rough.
So they've done this to get rid of odors, bad odors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The first limited run of 100 clean boxes released in 2019 and sold out almost instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, there was only 100. I mean, that sounds like, wow, they sold out, but 100 boxes in a country with 125 million people.
Yeah, not ideal, is it? Pretty gross.
And in April this year, a crowdfunding campaign raised over 40 million yen in pledges.
Hmm.
40 million yen, what's that, Pete?
That just seems like
$400,000
money compared to how much, you know, if you're doing R&D and all that business, I mean,
$400,000.
They say if you keep all your rubbish in a bin and then pour some vinegar on top, all you can smell is the vinegar, apparently. So just have a lot of vinegar on hand.
It's Pete Donaldson's quick ready invention. Apparently they can be seen in major appliance stores around Japan with a price of 48,000 yen, $358. Each box holds 20 litres. I mean, that's a reasonable price.
Yeah,
I'll buy one and fill it full of chicken. This is a really bizarre thing. I don't really understand why this needs to happen.
It's pretty disgusting, but I mean, look, it's right though. When it's really, really warm, and you haven't got your aircon that much, it doesn't take much to really take the edge off coming home. And you only notice it when you first come home.
Right, right.
After a while, your nose just gets acclimatized to it a little bit. And
One of my plans when I first moved to Japan was to go to Japan, discover some like interesting inventions.
Go to Japan, discover inventions,
and come back and like sell them and make millions.
That's the sort of thing people did in the '70s. You maniac.
Well, I want to be like that now. I want to do that, and now I'm going to come back to the UK.
Bloke in Sweden who used to do fucking Nintendo watch and players.
He did, yeah. I want to come back and be like, I brought an invention from Japan: the frozen dustbin.
Frozen dustbin.
And people in the UK are like, "Are you having a laugh? Like,
you've gone absolutely mad."
Add another layer of unnecessary. Just imagine, like, hauling a bag of frozen crack out of your fridge.
Greta Thunberg's going to have your fucking guts for garters and she's going to keep it in a frozen bin.
I'll put it in my frozen bin. Honestly, ridiculous. Probably one of the weirdest Japanese inventions we've had on the show in all these years.
I like it.
We should do a show, actually, in the near future where we compile like all the weirdest inventions we've had.
Yes, I think so, yes.
Or maybe I'll do it in a video. Actually, yeah. I'll do it in a video.
We buy every last one of them, smash them.
Awesome. We're back in a moment, guys, with the fax machine, your comments, stories, and questions.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Japan.
And we're back with the fax machine, but I'd like to call it the frozen bin section.
The frozen bin section.
Yeah, the fax machine's out. The frozen bin is in. What have we got this week from our listeners, Mr. Dolls?
We got a message from Nagisa from Japan. Moved to London 4 months ago. So Nagisa's clearly experiencing a culture shock of their own. Since I've started living in London, I realise that people say sorry a lot. Which, you know, the Japanese people also use sorry very, very casually because it could be the meaning of excuse me. Anyway, it surprised me because I thought Western countries' cultures were like saying sorry in any ways meant accepting a loss. Do you think there are other common things between Britain and Japan, like cultural things or personalities, but not differences? Itsumo Tanoshi podcast wo arigato. Nagisa, always hope I come across you in London. What a lovely message.
Tea?
Nagisa sounds fantastic. A tea, we do like a big, we do like a cup of tea.
We don't have the tea ceremony.
Well, we do have a certain amount of ceremony, do we?
I suppose. I suppose there's a nice artistry to tea.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're both island nations. Japanese people love that. You're like, wow, you're an island too. Island nations that obsess over
tea. We're right little weirdos, aren't we? We're repressed, sex-mad, S&M maniacs in reality.
But we don't have frozen bins.
Love a boot in our mouth, don't we? We love being told what to do, yeah. Exactly, all that shit.
Pete Donaldson going off on a rant there. I think island nation, that's what Japanese people always like, wow, the UK's an island too, we're the same, and you like tea as well, well hey, and sometimes we eat fish.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Japanese British people, the one thing we have in common is we're both kind of polite. Are we polite?
Yeah, I guess so. Well,
we're polite.
We're very apologetic. We say sorry before we say anything, I guess, don't we? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'd say that.
We're quite stoic as well, aren't we? Are we stoic? Japanese people are very stoic. They get on with it. Like, something bad happens, they sort of get their head around it.
Yeah, but we celebrate it like we're in the fucking war or something, don't we?
It's true. We're not stoic. But, I think island nations, they both say sorry a lot and drink tea. Those are the three things that Japan and the UK have in common. We've got one here from Zoe from Plymouth, who says, hi there guys, I hope you're both doing well. I have sight issues and a love of Japan. Are those a bad mix? Does Japanese tourism or working require a lot of sight, and how is disability seen overall? All the best, Zoe from Plymouth. I don't know. I see a lot more kind of people with sight issues, blind people in Japan than I've ever seen in the UK.
Okay.
And what I've noticed is most Japanese cities have thought things through for blind people a lot better than I've ever seen anywhere else.
Right.
Whether it's the, you know, traffic lights, pedestrian crossings, the beeps and stuff. And the iconic noises. And on the ground, the ground has the sort of ridges.
Yeah, the bumps, yeah.
I see a lot of people who are blind in Japan, and they seem to get on a lot better.
It's worth having a look around, because obviously we don't know, but I think you're probably right, actually. But it's knowing the differences between our ridges compared to their ridges, so to speak, I suppose.
Surely they're the same.
I don't know.
Unfortunately, I'm not the guy to answer the question on this. I'm not an expert on disability. I don't know that many people that have had this sort of situation in Japan, unfortunately. Again, as I always say, the one good thing that came from the Japanese Olympics is they did think through
accessibility. Right.
And I'd say, like, the country is probably on the better end of the spectrum for helping people that have sort of disabilities in all sort of fields. So, But unfortunately, that's the extent of my knowledge. I would encourage you to have a look online. There's bound to be a fair bit of information about it there.
Yeah.
We've got one last question from Iris. He says, hello, Chris and Pete. This is an aspiring ALT, assistant language teacher from Adelaide, needing your advice on when to travel to Japan. I want to go somewhere quiet and surrounded by forest, trees, trails and nature. Any suggestions? Thank you for your inspiring work. Keep smiling, Iris. Was it last week we said Kamikochi in Nagano? I've still never been there. But if you like to go for a forest, go there. You might get stung by a bee, as we read other reviews.
The bees.
We looked up one review of this beautiful ethereal forest. It was like, I hate Kamikochi, I got stung by a bee there. Yamagata, where I used to live, is very well forested and lots of mountains. They've got a beautiful temple called Yamadera. You have to sort of climb up a mountain to get to it.
Yeah.
Japan is 70%, 80% mountains and rural places.
Yeah.
And it is a dream place for hiking. There's a really good channel that I should shout out more. It's a good friend of mine called Quinlan. He's got a YouTube channel called Go North Japan. And while he's typically based in North Japan, he does do stuff around the country, but he sort of hikes up mountains and volcanoes. Right. And it's a very sort of therapeutic channel, watching him just gently make his way up a volcano. I often put it on. Go North Japan, though. Really cool guy, Quinlan. And you can sort of get a lot of ideas and inspiration there for which places to climb. Mm. I think he's based in Morioka, which is about a two-hour train ride north of Tokyo. Mm. And there's lots of mountains there to climb, like Mount Iwate. But yeah, sport for choice in Japan, really. So many mountains to explore. And that's something I really want to do this year. Ask me again in 6 months, because I will have climbed them all. I'll be so fit and brilliant, you won't believe it.
You won't believe
it. I set the bar high, and inevitably, I am going to fail. But next time you see me, Pete, you're going to be like, wow, oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's like, I'm not even going to say Heracles now.
Heracles. Can't say Heracles.
I don't want to drown in a river. But I'm going to be like a whole new man. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be
I believe
incredible.
In you.
It's going to be a giant transition.
I always have, my friend.
Good man. But now, I must go.
Yes. My home planet needs me.
My planet needs me. Back to Japan. 15 bloody hours on a plane from Belgium, of all places. I'm going to go to Belgium. Hopefully the airport's working today. It wasn't yesterday. And then fly onwards to the land of the rising sun.
Good stuff.
Over the North Pole, where it's never dark.
You excited?
Nope. I'm kind of looking forward to getting back, though. It'll be nice to get back.
And it's going
to
be so warm when you get off the flight. Ha ha.
It's kind of sad to think the studio is just sat there empty,
doing nothing. I had to rent it out.
What about actually, to who, though?
Homeless man, I don't know. Don't rent it, but you know what I mean. I don't know. Give it to anyone.
Give it to anyone.
Give it to an aspiring YouTuber.
And a massively expensive set, an immaculate set, and just hand the keys over.
Yeah.
No. But I did have some friends go in and keep an eye on it, so it'll be nice to get back there. I'm revving to go. I've got lots of ideas. This trip's done one good thing. It's sort of clear my mind and make me realise what I need to do as a YouTuber. You know, I'd gone down a rabbit hole of chasing after views rather than chasing after good content.
Yeah.
Up until like last year, my goal was always like, make the best video possible. And then my goal sort of switched to just get more views, which basically means you focus more on the title and the thumbnail rather than the content. And that's a shame. I'm not sure why that happened. I think YouTube is partly to blame, partly ego as well. But YouTube, like, if your channel starts to do badly, it'll be like, your channel's failing. There's like lots of red arrows going downwards. It's like, kill yourself. And then it's like, you're shit. And then if you do well, all the arrows are green. They point upwards.
Right,
it's like, I love you. You're my favourite son.
Oh, the real gamification of your craft.
So I think that's why. Like, when I have a video that I like, that I've made, I'm proud of, but it doesn't get a million views, it's like, you're shit. You're worthless.
You're shit, so, you know you are.
Partly YouTube, partly my own self-control. But I know what I need to do now. I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to making the sort of videos that I used to make that were
lovely,
particularly scripted and executed. And looking forward to it.
Smashing.
And getting fit.
And the rest.
There you go. But for now, guys, as always, many thanks for listening. Next time you hear my voice, it will be the other side of the world to Pete.
Oh,
we should have just lied. We should have just not. I just still pretended to be
in
the
UK. The sound quality would be better when we're separated by a big fucking ocean.
It is.
Than it is in here, because we're in an echoey room.
Pete's brain covered. Get me back out of here. Get me to my studio. But for now, guys, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days. We'll see you right back here to do it all over again on the Abroad Japan podcast. Bye for now.
Farewell.
Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.